Hello.
Hi, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. And today I'm conducting opinion research, and would like to ask you a few questions about the issues facing your community and the nation. So do you or does anyone in your household work for any news media outlets, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
All right. So to make sure we're including everybody here, would you mind sharing your race?
Black.
Black, all right. So would you mind sharing your age?
What do you mean my age for?
Well, really just like a demographic of people we're talking to. Like if 60. They're older or younger. 60?
60.
All right. I'm sorry, did you say 60 or 50?
60.
60, all right, thank you. So I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you're going to vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Would you say you're going to definitely vote, probably vote, are the chances 50-50, or are you not going to vote?
I already did.
You already did vote, all right. So would you say you definitely are going to vote then because you did vote?
Yes, I always do.
All right. So how motivated would you say you are to vote, or you were to vote, on a scale of 0 to 10? 0 being not at all motivated, and a 10 being extremely motivated.
Motivated.
So would that be a 10 then? Like extremely?
Yes.
All right. So thinking about the direction that your city is headed in, generally speaking, would you say you're very satisfied, satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
With what?
About the direction your city is headed in.
The direction my city. I'm not dissatisfied with it, but it could be a lot better.
All right. So would you say you're just simply satisfied then?
I'm just simply satisfied.
All right, thank you. So do you approve or disapprove of the job that Joe Biden is doing as president?
Well, he's not president now.
Well,
he's coming out.
Yeah, but as of right now, he is still president.
Right, but he's I approve of what he was doing. Yes, I did. Mm-hmm.
All
right.
Mm-hmm. So do you strongly approve or somewhat approve?
I just approve.
All right. So do you somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
I approve.
All right. Well, then would you say you strongly approve of the job he's doing or somewhat approve?
I somewhat approve.
All right. So now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations on a scale of 0 to 100, in which a 0 means you do not like these people, a 100 means you do like them, and a 50 is neutral. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of them, you can also mention that. So the first person is J.D. Vance.
I don't approve of him.
All right. So on a scale of 0 to 10, what rating would you give him? From a 0 to 100. All right. So would you give him a 0 then?
Yeah, because he's not doing that.
All right. What rating would you give Donald Trump on a scale of 0 to 100?
The same thing, 0.
What about Tammy Baldwin?
I approve of her. I like her.
So on a scale of 0 to 100, what would you give her?
Well, I'll give her a 50-50.
50, all right. What about Kamala Harris?
Well, I'll give her a 100.
What about the Democratic Party?
Well, the Democratic Party? Give them 100%.
All right. 100%. What about Joe Biden?
I told you what I gave him.
Oh, no, Joe Biden? You haven't told me about him yet.
Joe Biden, I'll give him, he's on 100%. He's in that percentage. Yeah.
All right. What about Project 2025?
I don't know too much about Project 2025. What is it going to be?
All right, no worries. If you don't know about it, no worries. That is an option, like a category. So, and lastly, what do you think about the Republican Party?
I don't have nothing about them. I don't think nothing about them. Okay?
All right. So would you say no opinion about them?
Huh?
Would you say you have no opinion about them then?
Well, the opinion that I have about them shouldn't influence the opinion that I have about Democrats. So, you know, the Republicans, I don't care for at all. So.
All right. No worries. Thank you. So I know that's still a long way off, but if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were Jill Stein, Kamala Harris, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Cornel West, Donald Trump, for who would you vote for? Or, well, who did you vote for?
Well, today I didn't vote for neither one of them because they went on the referendum. So, really, you asked me who I would vote for. If you wanted to know that, you should have asked me at first.
Then would you mind sharing who you would vote for if elections for president were held today?
Did you already vote too?
Well, actually, since this is like an opinion survey, I can't share any of my personal opinions since that would have created a bias.
Well, then, I don't wish to share any more of mine, do you?
Okay, all right, no worries.
Okay,
if the elections for president were held today, just between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris, for who would you vote for?
You just asked me that question, but you tried to turn it around another way. And I just told you the same thing.
All right.
If you can't tell me who you voting for, then why should I tell you who I'm voting for?
All right. So, what do you need to hear more about the candidates in order to make a choice on who to vote for?
Oh, I already made my choice, but I don't feel like I should be trying to tell somebody that I don't even know who I'm voting for.
Okay. All right. No worries.
Okay.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much for your time, then. Hope you have a great rest of your day.
Okay. Bye-bye. Yeah.